Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yod Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud, at the Mishnah, which is in the middle of Mishnah Vav, in the 13th Perek. Hazorek Miktzat Dam Bachutz Chayav. The first statement here in the Mishnah is, if you do zukat damim with some of the dam of a korban, you are chayav. Second, independent statement. Rabbi Elazar Omer, and this we'll see as Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, afa manasech mehachag bechag bachutz chayav. If you libate the waters that are mehachag, meaning nisuch hamayim for Sukkot, during Sukkot, you're chayav. Third, independent statement. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, shiare adam shikrivo bachutz chayav. If you brought shiraim outside, you're chayav, meaning you did the korban and then you took the rest outside, and instead of putting it on the yisod, you put it outside. Okay. First thing is Amar Rava Umoda Rabbi Elazar B'damim. Rabbi Elazar, who we dealt with in the previous Mishnayot, who said that you have to do a full korban outside, does agree that with damim, even part, you'd be chayav. Tanya Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon Omrim B'makom Shpasak Humatchil. In the case of Yom Kippur, if the dam of the par, for instance, got spilled out in the middle of the avodah, you get a new par and you pick up from where you left off, which means each matana is an independent unit, and therefore for each matana you'd be chayav outside and you don't have to do the whole thing. Now the second clause, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af Manasech Mehachag Bachag Bachutz. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Menachem Yod Fa'at. Rabbi Elazar B'Shitat Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amara. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was picking up on his Rebbe and Rabbi Akiva's approach to Nisuch HaMayim. He says it's a full-out Doraita. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, Unisacheha, in one of the days of Sukkot, the Torah ends the last word of the Korban Hayom is Minchata, and instead of the usual Niska, it's libation. It says Nisacheha, it's libations. Bishnei Nisuchim HaKatuv Medaber, it's referring to two, Echad Nisuch HaMayim, Echad Nisuch HaYayin, and therefore we see an allusion here to Nisuch HaMayim, and he says Doraita. Now, Amar the Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the case, that Nisuch HaMayim is really a parallel or a subset of Nisuch HaYayin, then Imal HaLan Shloshet Lugin, Afkan Shloshet Lugin, you should need three Lugin for each. Rabbi Elazar Meachag Kamar, and our Mishnah Rabbi Elazar said Meachag, he didn't give an amount. We're going to see about mounts in a little bit. Imal HaLan Mishra Yimot HaShana, and by the way, Nisuch HaYayin, you'd be chayiv any time of year. So Afkan Mishra Yimot HaShana, you should be chayiv any time of year. Rabbi Elazar Bechag Kamar, he said only on Sukkot. Which means Rabbi Elazar is both machmir and mekil. Machmir meaning the any amount, but on the other hand, mekil will only be you'll only be chayiv during Sukkot, and that is inconsistent with what he should say if he was really picking up on Rabbi Akiva's approach that it's a full out d'oraita built off of Nisuch HaYayin. And then our comment is, or Rish Lakish's comment is, Ishtemite Had Amar Rabbi Yasi, and the Rishonim were at odds as to who forgot, but somebody forgot, probably Rav Nachum Yodfa, forgot what Rav Asi said. Then Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan, Mishum, Rav Binchunya, Ish Bikat Beit Choratan. We've seen this several times. Eser Netiot, Aravav, Nisuch HaMayim, Malacha L'Moshe V'Sinai. I'll go back over the first two in a minute. Point is that Nisuch HaMayim is Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, which means everybody, not just Rabbi Akiva, everybody agrees that Nisuch HaMayim is an obligation. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar does not have to be picking up on Rabbi Akiva's approach, Nisacheha, in order for him to say you'd be chayav. And therefore, he could have Nisuch HaMayim as an independent obligation, and therefore it doesn't follow the contours of Nisuch HaYayin, and it could be any shir, and it could be only on Sukkot. Now, Eser Netiot, just briefly, is a halakha that generally you're not allowed to water your fields during a certain amount of time before Rosh Hashanah on Erev Shemitah, either from Shavuot, Pesach, depending on what kind of field it is. However, if you have 10 saplings in a Beit Sa'ah, you can water them all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. That's Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai. The second one is Arava, and that is that taking the Arava on the seventh day is Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai. Now, on the seventh day of Sukkot. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, HaMenasech Shloshet Lugin Mayim B'Chag B'Chutz. If you do Nisuch of three lug of water outside, Chayav, which sounds like a combination of Rabbi Elazar plus, because it's Rabbi Elazar, Bachag, but it's Shloshet Lugin. Rabbi Elazar Omer, and you'll see that this is Rabbi Elazar Ben Shemua, our Rabbi Elazar, Im La'ad, we're supposed to be shown and read it that way, Im La'an L'Shem Chag, if you filled it up L'Shem Chag, Chayav. which means he's disagreeing with Tanakam about something. So my benai, what are they disagreeing about? Rachamim Yitzchak beis shiur b'mayim kamipalgi. He says they disagree about whether or not there is a shiur to the water. Now the simplest way of reading that is to say that Tanakama holds that you have to do a full three lugin to be chayiv. Rabbi Elazar would say, just like in our Mishnah, any amount, as long as you did l'shem chag, you'd be chayiv. Rashi reads it the opposite way, and says Tanakama holds it has to be exactly three lugin, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua would say, you could have even done more, as long as l'shem chag. In any case, that's one approach. Rav Papa Amar, he gives a different explanation of what they might be disagreeing about. Bikervuna sachim b'midbar pligi. We're going to get to that before the end of this podcast, about whether or not there were nesachim brought in the midbar, and that would affect the issue of the shiur. Ravina Amar b'lemedin nisuchamayim nisuchayan pligi. It's very straightforward. Do we apply what we know about nisuchayan, apply it to nisuchamayim, three lugin, or not? Okay, Tanur Banan. Let's go back to the second point, which we're going to get to through sort of a twisty way, but it's a very delightful piece. Hamanasech shlosha lugin yayin bachutz. If you do three lugin of yayin, chayav. Rav Shimon Omer, and this is Rav Shimon, v'hushe kitshan b'kli, that's only if you are mekadesh it in a kli, which means if you take a bottle of wine, put three lugin on, you're not chayav. My benayu, so where's their difference? I'm Rav Adabari, Yitzchak gives one answer, beirutze midot iko benayu, which means if you have a three lug measure, and you fill it up, and fill up four lug, and you pour three lug onto the mizbeh, onto the thing outside, according to Rav Shimon, you wouldn't be chayiv, because not all three lug were kodesh b'kli, because there were beirutze midot, they were overflowing. But Rava, and Tanakam would say chayiv, because three lugin. Rava bre de Rava amar, kervu nesachim b'bama ikabinayu. Did they bring nesachim on a bama ktana, as we'll see, is the difference. Why? Because if they brought nesachim on a bama ktana, and that means nesachim are brought without a kli sharet. Your own personal bama in your backyard could be anything, that's not the mizbeach, and doesn't have any clay sharet, as opposed to if you say Nesachim were not brought there, then the only place Nesachim were brought were on a major bama or in the Mishkan or the Mikdash, and they used clay sharet. And therefore, without clay sharet, it's not called Nisuch. V'plugta dahani tanoi, and it replicates an earlier machloket, that goes really a same time machloket, or goes with Shimon at the same time as Rebbe, the Tanya, bamat yachid anatzricha Nesachim. If you have a private bama, during heter bamot, when you're allowed to bring korban, we're going to deal with that a lot in the last parak. Ein atzrichan nesachim. Bring a korban, you don't have to bring nesachim with it. Divrei Rebbe, chachamim omrim tu nesachim. Chachamim say you do. V'hani tanoi kahani tanoi. And that builds on a much earlier machloket between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Titania. Ki tavo, the beginning of Parshat Nesachim and Parshat Shlach, introduced it with ki tavo'u, when you shall come, in the plural. Latina nesachim, and says you have to bring nesachim, meaning, now you have to bring the Sachim when you set up your central bama in Gilgal or in Nov, you have to bring the Sachim. Meaning that before now you weren't bringing it, and the Torah is innovating or instituting a new idea of Nesachim. Maybe the Torah is telling you that even in your own private bama, Shomer El Eretz Moshvotechem, the rest of the Pasuk is when I bring you to the land of your settlements, meaning it's speaking to the group and their single bama. Diva Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva reads the pasuk in opposite way. Kitavo is latina nesachim amak tana kadu v'daber. It's there to tell you that nesachim are brought on a private bama. Why? What does moshvotechem mean? It's talking about bamot that are in every settlement, meaning private bamot. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says that the Torah here is instituting even nesachim for bamaktana, which means as follows: Shetim Salomar the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel lo kevu nesachim bamidbar. Rabbi Shmuel was told there were no nesachim brought in the desert, and the Torah now is instituting and saying when you come to the land at your bamagdola you bring it. Divrei Rabbi Akiva kevu nesachim bamidbar. Nesachim were brought in the desert, and therefore the Torah is now innovating and instituting even at a bama ktana. According to that, now let's read it back. According to that, Rabbi Akiva says that nesachim are brought even on a bama ktana, which means they're brought without klei sharet. If that's the case, then Rabbi Akiva would say, you take a bottle of wine, pour out three lugim outside, as a nisuch, you're chayav. And Rabbi Yishmael would say, no, there were no Nesachim brought in the Midbar at all. Therefore, the innovation is only b'magdola, which means it's only brought with Klei Sharet. If you do it without Klei Sharet, you are not Chayav. Okay, the last piece of the Mishnah was Nechemya, Shirei Adam Shekivan Bachutz Chayav. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember back on the fifth parak, and later on, we dealt with the approach that shirayim, shirei dam me'akvin, that if you bring a korban, and then you don't bring the shirayim properly, pour them out on the yisod properly, the korban is you're not yotze. Now, if you recall, we're going to get to this in about 3 minutes, we finally established that the only position that shirayim me'akvin could be about the korban pnimi, but not pachutz. We'll see this. Meitave, watch this challenge to Rabbi Yochanan's assignment. Menachem Yomer Shir Adam Shigram Rachutz Chayav, like our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Kiva turned to him and said, "Well, Shir Adam Shir Mitzvah Shiare Mitzvahim. They are not the mitzvah; they are the remains of the mitzvah. Why should he be chayav?" Amar Lo, Rabbi Nechemi's comeback. We want Rabbi Nechemi to have a comeback of saying Shirai Me'akvin. They're essential to the korban. He doesn't say that. He says, Evarim Ptarin Yochichu. Take a look at this. When you finish the korban, you bring the fats and the limbs up to the Mizbeach, and they're certainly Shari Mitzvah. V'ami Kervam Nachutz Chayav, and nonetheless you're Chayav for that, which is, of course, not fair because that's Ha'ala'ah. Amar Lo, Lo, Rabbi Kiva's comeback was, that's not the same. Why? It's not analogous. Marta Be'Evarim Ptarin Shen Tchilat Avodah. The first thing you do with the Evarim is to bring them up. But the dam, the last thing you do is to spill it out. The first thing you do is rikata dam. But the point of this is that this conversation is missing the main thing. Rabbi Nechemi should have come back. He should have turned around and said, Shirayim are ma'akev, and that's why you're chayav b'chutz. And he didn't say that to Yuvta, so we seem to have disproven Rabbi Yochanan. However, as I mentioned earlier, the machloket about whether shirayim makvin is only about shirayim primim, about korbanot primiot, chatot primiot. However, shirayim achitzonim, but with korbanot, with achshirayim of korbanot that are brought outside, divra kol amakvi, everybody agrees in amakev. Now we can solve everything. Ki ka'amar Rav Nechemya, when does Rav Nechemya say in our Mishnah that yuchayav b'shirayim primim? He's talking about shirayim of a korban inside. Bring that all the way outside, then you're chayav because that's ma'akev. Tanya Hahi, the Braita, where they were disagreeing, was b'shirayim achitzonim, meaning Rabbi Akiva lo yada ma'ikam Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Akiva didn't know Rabbi Nechemya was referring to. Who's the Rabbi Nechemya shirayim achitzonim amar? He thought Rabbi Nechemya was talking about shirayim achitzonim. Kamahadu le shirayim achitzonim. So he said to him, but it's shirayim. And what happened? Rabbi Nechemya, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva kamar. Rabbi Nechemya turned around and answered Rabbi Akiva based on what he understood, which was, you think I'm talking Shirayim Chitzonim? Good, in Shirayim Chitzonim, my argument would be, just like Evarim Uptarim. However, I was really talking about Shirayim Pnimiim, in which case I hold, they are Me'akev. Okay, we'll pick it up with our last shiur on the 13th parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful